Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Strainey here on me Pat Malone. If you're not quite sure what that means, it means that I'm all by myself. All by myself! Because Damien and Sammy were together in one bedroom for one night only. Well, that sounds really rough, doesn't it? Damo had to be with Sammy. Sammy had to be with Damo. We did the show. Here's what happened.
It's Trini. I've got to be totally honest with you now. Sammy, I'm sorry to do this, but I'm in Sammy's house, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? Just for everybody who's listening right now, so you know where we are. I'm in Sammy's house, and I did a little sticky beak just as a few seconds.
What are you talking about?
Oh. Well, you know, like, when you go into somebody's house, it's a tradition to go and have a little snoop around.
No, it's rude. It's actually rude.
It's a tradition to just go and see what's in the house.
You walked in. We've come into the office. I showed you where the bathroom is.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom, okay? And your bedroom is beside the bathroom. So I just took a little peek inside the bedroom.
Oh, God, I didn't warn you.
Yeah, oh, thank goodness he said peek.
No. Hey, Strady, you're going to get the shock of your life. What I've just seen in her bedroom, please explain, Sammy. Okay, all I can say to you is this, okay? I looked inside the room. There is a cage around her bed.
A cage?
An actual cage. There is a cage around her bed and a ramp on one side. So I don't know how, Sammy, you get into bed at nighttime. Do you run up the ramp and dive into the bed? Is this some sort of, I don't know, some sort of... Oh, come on, what's going on?
What's going on with the cage?
It is a Strainy, it's a full-on cage. It's and then there's stuff hanging from the ceiling as well.
Damien, don't go into the cupboards. You'll find stuff that you don't need to know. Does the apartment smell like latex?
It has a very latexy sort of smell.
Stop. There is a perfectly reasonable explanation. Oh, my dog is very old. She's almost 15. She has slept on the bed with me her entire life. About a year ago, she had really struggled to jump onto the bed. It's a big king-size bed, and it's a big, like, it's a high mattress. It's a big jump for a little old lady, Lolly, not me. But so a beautiful friend of mine, Andy, from Hobart in Tassie, flew up one weekend and built her that ramp because he's such a beautiful friend and he loves her so dearly. So it's a big, long ramp that goes the length of the bed. So the good thing is she uses it now to get onto the bed. She wasn't using it to get off. She would still just leap off the bed in the middle of the night if she heard a noise or, you know, she heard someone in the hallway. She would leap off the bed. And then on Christmas morning this year at 3 a.m., I was at emergency, at the emergency vet, 3 a.m. Christmas morning because she fell off the bed.
Oh, this story's taking a turn.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Can we get Peter involved at all? I mean, like, she's caging her dog inside the house. If anybody from the RSPCA is listening, her name is Sammy Lucas.
No. The vet said, okay, you've got three options. She can no longer sleep on the bed if she's going to jump off it. So you either need to not let her sleep on the bed anymore, which I can't do. She slept on the bed for 14 years. That would be cruel all of a sudden to say, no, you're not allowed to sleep on the bed. Two, you need to take your bed off the slats and sleep on the floor, on a futon.
That's all right.
Where am I going to put that bed? I've got a king-size bed. I've got nowhere to store it. I came up with the brilliant idea.
Of a ramp and a cage all the way around.
Around the bed, so it stops her from jumping.
There's actually a man in that bed right now as well. And he can't get out.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It is a massive day for the Leith family. Little Kiki Leith and Damien, they recently wrote a lullaby together for her cousin. A beautiful little song.
Love me and I love you too.
Beautiful is that? That was when she performed right here at Wave FM as well. And this is incredible. Kylie Gillies of The Morning Show heard all about it. Sammy actually hit her up about getting little Kiki Leith on the morning show.
Shen, I was wondering if you guys have a slot to get Damien and Kiki on the show.
Look at you.
Absolutely. Let's do that.
Oh, wow. Yes. Look, look at this. Actually, gee, Sammy, you can you manage me as well?
Well, Damien, Sammy and Kiki is with them both this morning. Today is the big day, guys.
This is a very, very proud dad moment for me. Little Kiki, who's actually in the room with us right now, is going to do her TV debut. Thanks to you, actually. Yes.
Well, Kiki, as your new manager, I just want to make sure that everything's good to go. I've sent them the list, the rider of all the stuff you wanted in your dressing room backstage at the morning show this morning. We're all good to go.
Whoa, thanks.
Are you excited, Kiki?
Yeah, it's crazy and so, fun.
Could you do just two lines for us, just to give everybody a taste of what you're going to be singing?
Two lines?
Yeah, just two lines from the song.
Okay. Love me, and I love you too, oh, love me. That's two lines.
Oh, that is two lines.
She's on key. She's so beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, well, look, we won't keep you any longer because I know you've got a couple of last little things to prepare. And I can't wait. I'm really excited for you, Kiki, and for all of us.
Who do you think's more excited, Kiki, you or Dad?
Me.
Oh, all right, okay. All right, I think we're a bit of competition there. I think I'm pretty excited as well. So
are you sure?
What a beautiful moment for you two. Can't watch. So you're going to be on around 10:30-ish this morning on the morning show, Channel 7.
10:25, precise. All right, you know what to do.
Yeah, you certainly do know what to do, and that is check out Kiki Leith on her TV debut. I reckon there's one bloke who's going to be standing in the corner with a bit of a tear in his eye. It's our own Damien Leith.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We had an interesting day yesterday. We all talked about Macca's modifications, as in McDonald's modifications. This is on the back of Sammy, your mate, doing steaming up the buns.
He has a steamed bun on everything. You know, like the steamed bun you get on a fillet of fish. So says he wants it on his McChicken, he wants it on his Big Mac. Mm-hmm. And then a few other people we talked to said, oh, yeah, I always add extra things in. A lot of people put hash browns on burgers. If you're thinking about what to have for breakfast this morning, one of the comments on our Facebook page, Sue, said she has a sausage McMuffin, adds a hash brown and tomato sauce. Oh, if you're looking for some inspiration.
Sounds pretty good.
Right now, zip into the drive-thru. There you go.
Well, there was one person in particular, Joel from Dapto. She called in and she told us this.
All right. Wait for it. It's the McSurf and Turf.
Okay, so what is the McSurf and Turf?
You know, you've normally got a couple of beef patties. Yeah. I'm going to take one of those out and put a fillet of fish in, right? So you've got your tartar sauce on your fillet of fish, you've got your pickles on your beef patty. It's bringing it all together, the McSurf and Turf.
Yeah.
What did you do with that information?
Well, when you get information like that, you've got to react. As a rule, you've got to react. And myself and Straney took it for the team, I suppose. And we went over to McDonald's.
Took one for the team.
We did. We took one for the team. We went over to McDonald's we went and we ordered exactly that.
Hi, can I take it out?
Hey, I'm trying to get the Mac Surf and Turf.
What was that, sir?
It's called the McSurf and Turf.
What's in it?
Okay, can we get a quarter pounder, please? But inside the quarter pounder, could you put the Filet-O-Fish inside the quarter pounder, please?
And you want the meat as well?
Yeah. Yes, please. That's the surf and the turf.
Yeah, so just one filet patty?
That's plenty.
Yeah. And can we also order a Big Mac without meat, but instead of meat, could you please put hash browns where the meat would go?
Yeah, anything else?
Three coffees.
We are order number 104. 104 order number.
104 is a good number, I reckon.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to try a Big Mac with hash brown patties in it.
I'm just waiting with the fresh fish. Are you able to take a park for me?
Sure. Yeah, Where does the fresh fish come from?
From the vat.
Oh, from the vat.
Cook it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Have a good one.
Thank you, mate. Ta-da, have a great day.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks, brother. That is superb.
Thank you.
And your coffee.
Oh, thank you, mate. You're a good man. Have a great day. Take care.
I can't
can't believe you can actually get your Macca's modified.
He forgot our beers.
Ah, McBeers.
It was the only thing that we missed out on, wasn't it?
She really didn't flinch. Like, she was so helpful. I would have, like, my inclination would be, is this a practical joke? Are you guys trying to play a joke on me? But she must hear it more often than we realise.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, yeah, you're right, Sammy.
Did you hear how slowly Straney was saying it at first? Can I have a Mac Surf Anthem?
Wait a minute. I need to know how it all tasted. Did you actually bite in?
Yeah, well, Kai gave us the meal. We had to rush back to Wave FM to make sure that it tasted amazing.
All right, Danny, there it is. Your McSurf and Turf. Oh, look at that. Amazing. Well, so it's a Big Mac. Instead of the meat, we've got the hash browns in there.
Well, that is great. Now, look what I've got. I have
the McSurf.
The Mac and Surf and Turf. I have, there's the fish. Okay, we got a bit of tartar underneath there.
Yep.
We got our meat. It is a Mac Surf and Turf. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, you go first. Go. It smells really good. It's actually all right. All right, I'll go with the... this is like a vegan option of McDonald's, really. A Big Mac, a vegan Big Mac.
All right, what's the burger?
Just tastes like chips on a Big Mac without meat. Really good. Get the hash mac. That's what we call it, the hash mac. And the
Mac Surf and Turf. And it's actually, as I said, it's quite nice.
There you go, it's a verdict.
That is the verdict. I mean, we're willing to test anything, really, you know. So I think Strain and myself, we took it for the team, and we have learned that, well, firstly, it doesn't taste too bad. It actually tastes quite good, to be totally honest. And secondly, hey, you can go to McDonald's for whatever you want.
And what are you going to do in the next 3 months when the hash mac and the McSurf and Turf appears on the menu? Are you going to go in and ask for royalties for the naming rights?
We'll sue them. We will sue them.
I'm just concerned about what they're really going to put in the hash mac.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sammy's topic train. It's coming, Damien and Sammy's topic train. Topic train.
So what we do with the topic train, we'll ask Damien and Sammy a couple of things about current events. Guys, Kim Kardashian has recently revealed she is mortified to think that her children will find out she's been married before if they watch the series The Kardashians, or Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
They'll find out more than that if they watch the show.
You're not wrong. So I want to ask, what secrets do you not want the family to find out about?
Go on, Sammy. Reveal one of those secrets right now.
Well, I mean, if it's a secret, I'm not going to tell it here, but I'll tell one that was revealed to my parents accidentally that I kept from them for probably 2 decades is my tramp stamp.
Have you got a tramp stamp?
I've got a tramp stamp.
Oh,
show us.
Oh, yeah.
Show us.
I can't show it. It's in a place where I can't really show it.
Well, I've just hit record on our Skype call right now, so this will go into the socials. Go on, show us.
We'll have to do that another day.
Damien, what about you?
That's tricky.
Yeah, I don't want my kids to find out about my tramp stamp either. I have a big map of Ireland on my back.
I'll be there. Well, this one is big news. The theme song of Friends. I know that we've been talking about this for a while. The Friends reunion trailer has dropped. So James Corden catches up with the whole cast of Friends. They go back on set. There's plenty of tears. Chandler looks like he's eaten 350 lambs.
Yeah, he doesn't look good, old Matt Perry.
Yeah.
No. I noticed, course, in the Joey trailer, well, too, when you watch the trailer, there's not a lot of Matt Perry.
No.
Like, they've conveniently edited him, his voice and his face, to the side, the most of it.
Poor guy. He's had a bit of a run, hasn't he?
He's had a rough run.
He's not playing as much tennis as he used to either.
No. It's not really Matt Perry's face anymore. The doctors have got to that one and put somebody else's face in there. So I thought we'd ask, because, you know, this has been coming for a long time, the Friends reunion. Mm. It's not a new series. It's just a catch-up of interviews and the guys being on set talking to one another. I thought I'd ask you both, what 80s, 90s TV show do you want back desperately, and tell us why?
ER. ER. George Clooney.
Oh, so you want George in it?
Because
he only had a small run on ER. He wasn't there for... Was he there?
He was a lead for a long time. The chemistry with him and Juliana Margulies, two of my favourite actors. They've both gone on and done amazing shows elsewhere. I want them back together again.
And thank George was only on it for two series, so really, I mean, the show went for such a long time.
Well, you know, the one I think that needs to come back, and I know a lot of you are probably thinking about this. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Greatest American hero, you're right.
Yeah, come on.
Yes.
You know, it is the forgotten show, not forgotten by all of our generation, but I think it only had one season. This is the guy who suddenly got powers from some alien and became a superhero, which is what I've always wanted to happen to me. Never happened. I'm still hanging out for it.
There's a reason why it only had one season.
It was because it was awesome and they wanted to leave on a high note.
I think it had a good theme song and that's it.
Oh, that's exactly all it had, Sammy. Just a really good theme song. The acting was appalling. The CGI was appalling. You could see the strings holding the guy up as he was flying through the air. Oh, the greatest American hero.
What strings are you talking about?
So
I never...
Good.
Jeez.
It was
so good.
Give us
that song again. Come on.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could be so free.
Wow.
Damien and Sammy's topic train.
Yes, we got it.
It's coming. Damien and Sammy's topic train. Topic train.
Yeah, it is going to be back again tomorrow morning, Damien and
the greatest
Sammy's
American hero is back.
Topic train.
Topic train.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We are talking this morning about a parenting book, okay? Because we're you know, as parents, we have to juggle a lot of different things. And I reckon we've all got a book in us, all right? A book that we could share with the world. Mine was Balls and How to Juggle Them. I know it sounds like a naughty cover, but it's not.
Well, I wrote a book called Romantically Challenged, which is probably the reason I will never write a parenting book.
Sammy, I've got a caller for you. Annette from Oak Flats is online for you, Sammy.
Hey, what's your parenting book going to be called?
Mine would be called Enjoy the Ride.
Okay.
Enjoy the Ride. I like that because it is a ride and you have to enjoy it. You know, there are obviously a few moments in the ride where there's dips and you go upside down and you occasionally vomit. But beyond that, it's still a really good ride.
You could put in the fine print, you know, hold on tight.
Hold
enjoy
on tight. Buckle in.
I love
like
that. There's so many comments
My
on Facebook.
My children are grown and I think it's only then that you really appreciate that you blink and the time is just gone.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So every heartache, every up and every down, it's all just a lesson and it's something that later on is just a wonderful memory. And you grow from it.
I love it.
Good on you, Annette. Absolutely brilliant.
Annette.
I reckon if you've got a bit of time on your hands, Annette, maybe send a few lines to a publisher. They'd like that. If you could write a book, what would you call it? In Shell Harbour, we've got Lauren Gang.
I would call my book Losing Your Mind One Child at a Time.
Lauren, that is a winner.
Oh, very good. I like that. And Lauren, straight to the publishers too.
Often some of the best books come from the title idea.
You start
with the title and you go, that's a cracking idea for a title and write it from there.
Exactly. We're going to go to Horsley now. G'day, Ben.
Do as I say, don't do as I do.
It's very true. But you know what actually happens is the kids actually do follow in your footsteps. So they're kind of, okay. I look at my kids sometimes and I go, oh, they're doing exactly what I would do. I go, oh, no, where have I gone wrong? It's true, though.
There's another good title in itself, mate. Where have I gone wrong? And we're going to go to another Lauren in North Gong.
Liz. Hey, Liz.
Oh, Liz.
How to Toddler, Bribery and Other Tricks.
Oh, good. Bribery and
bribery.
Other tricks, yes.
Bribery.
I think we all get used to that, Lauren, don't we?
Honestly, bribery is the only way to go with little toddlers sometimes and the art of distraction.
Yes.
Bribery and the art of distraction.
And the occasional lie.
Great title for a book, yeah.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.